Oh. Yep. Time to go. Podcast ran a little late this week. Was not expecting to be here until 7, but you know, whatever. There are not very many games coming out right now. It's actually kind of nice. This guy's getting out of his car. He's got a similar car to mine, except his appears to be a convertible. Okay. He's gotten back in his car. Thank you. well, what's going on here? When I push this button, what happens?
I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney Kings. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace of Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man, mad people was running. Oh, man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like the uncle. And all my niggas say, good music. And all my ladies say, good music. We're running shit today, good music. We're running shit today, good music.
Here's something brand new.
New music
on Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Nation.
Give up, why you all on my dick?
say, are they going to cut Pitbull out of this fucking remix on Pitbull's own station? That'd be bold. Satellite radio is up on this Beck single. I feel like this is like maybe hitting a little harder than the last couple albums, which were like super acclaimed. Like, you were like, oh, this is Beck at his best, like Sea Change and shit like that. And it's just like, this is jack shit for me. It's not what I'm looking for out of Beck. It's just not, you know, just didn't really do anything for me. This is a little closer, I guess. I don't know, like, maybe it's a little played out, maybe it's a little corny now, I guess, but I kind of like Beck when he's rapping, I guess.
On the Radio Faction Facebook page to make it easy. The Fun 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 Fest is in Austin, Texas, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Bands pairing include Off, Dwarves, No Effects, Title Fight, Vocal Bordello, Jane's Addiction, Cheap Trick, Murder by Death, Wu-Tang Clan, and so many others, which you can find on the Fun 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 Fest official website. In January, Rob Zombie will release the Rob Zombie Spook Show International Pinball Game by Spooky Pinball. Only 300 games will be made, 250 Pro models, and 50 LE versions. The limited edition game will include 10 classic zombie songs and custom speech by Zombie himself. With your Faction update, I'm Shannon Guns. Get a nephew every hour on Faction with Jason Ellis.
I mean, I'm not, you know, like, okay. When I was younger and my mama had me. Like, a Rob Zombie pinball machine seems totally in line. That's on brand for Rob Zombie. But who's making it? Is Spooky Pinball actually a real fucking company? Or is that just some fucking dumb shit they came up with for these fucking... for a Rob Zombie pinball machine? I mean, yes, if they're only making 300 of them, then anybody can be making that fucking thing. It's such a small batch that... I've been charged something fucking insane for it.
Long, tall dog doing a good job. Okay, Normie Braybrook, I think you have times for a previous heat, then we'll catch them up for heat number two right now.
Okay, and winning heat number two was Dallas Dick with 112.
Way to go, Dallas 61. Dick.
1-1-2-6-1, Dallas Dick. Second place goes to B.J. Carey, 114-58. 1-1-4-5-8, B.J. Carey. Third place is Dave Galloway with a 114-89. 114-89, Dave Galloway. Fourth, Shane Nolan. He had a running time of 113-63. However, he picked up 10 seconds of wagon interference. Brings him to 1.
Wagon interference, you
63.
Fucking scumbag.
1-2-3-6-3. Shane Nolan. Heat number two for Wrangler.
Well, as we speculated, and the Wrangler scoreboard clock didn't lie there, John Kennedy, that was a comparatively slow heat.
Yes, it was. Unfortunately for Shane Nolan, he got dinged with a big penalty there. According to the timesheet here, it's on the third corner, so pretty tough for us to see it from here.
So, well, 10 seconds a game, he's going to be running for day money, so one of our CPCA drivers, unfortunately, picks up a lot of penalties.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take another break here, guys, and we'll come back with heat number five. Right after this on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
There's a time when your electricity provider is going to be tested. This is it. It's when Mother Nature's at her worst that we're at our best. Because in the event your power goes out, we know your first question is, how soon will it be back on? At Forest Alberta,
what's
going
to happen when my power goes out?
By getting power restored to your home, farm, or business as quickly as possible, safely and reliably, with the right people and resources. Whatever the weather, our promise is your power. I'm Brady, a power line technician with Forest Alberta.
Jayco Welding and Consulting, providing the steel fabrication and oil field industry with quality products, services, and engineering using cutting-edge technology. From rig manufacturing to structural steel and machining to custom fab...
You got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, bruise, stabbed in the back, brimstone fire jumping through. Still all my life, I got money in mind, and you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Wagon race with the two brothers dueling it out down the backstretch. Jason Glass with the checkerboards of Shaw GMC Chevrolet Buick hanging in there stride for stride as he glides around the outside. Neil Wolgenbaugh, Calgary International Airport, closing ground, and look at the Sutherland brothers go at it. They got to make a move because the checkerboards are making a move around the outside as Kelly Sutherland hangs on to the lead with Kirk Sutherland coming alongside. And here they come to the wire. Kelly Sutherland, southbound and down. Here comes Kirk Sutherland and Jason Glass from the outside. Neil Wolgenbaugh with the run from the inside. It's Kelly Sutherland headed to the wire with his wheels on fire. Neil Wolgenbaugh, Jason Glass, and Kirk Sutherland close behind in a picture-perfect finish to the $100,000 GMC Rangeland Derby.
That was 2010, and the crown went to the King, Kelly Sutherland, and I remember that race pretty well, Russ, because of the fact that Kirk Sutherland was in it as well.
Yeah.
That's Mark, the only reason I remember it.
Did I hear Mark?
Kirk Sutherland.
That was
Neil Wolgenbaugh and
Neil and Jason.
Yeah, I obviously wasn't listening. I should have been listening.
That was easy, Dan, because Neil and Kirk never won Calgary.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay, so they've, well, in the process right now of harrowing the tracks, putting a little more water on it, Russ, so I guess this is dried up. But, Kim said at the very start that it was a hard track today, but fast. I wonder why it's so dry. It hasn't been that dry, has it?
Yeah. Well, it's been dry throughout the Prairie provinces, pretty much. We've had more rain here than the surrounding countryside, though.
We had that real hard rain the other day.
That's what I was thinking, but maybe it would have soaked a little bit.
The track drains.
That doesn't mean much.
It's sloped all the way around, so the water will drain down to the rail. On the night that it did rain in the afternoon, they put pylons around the rail, so everybody had to run about 5 feet off because it was a little bit soft and muddy down there. But basically, it dried out really good. By the next day, it was completely dry.
I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, prior to heat number four, Russ, that there's lots happening besides the truck wagon race. You've got rodeo in the afternoon, the agricultural exhibits, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Is there something that you make a point of getting to every year at Stampede? Something that's fun for you that you don't want to miss?
Well, at some point, I try to hit it all, including the First Nations village. I like to go through the agricultural barns, see all the stock. Being a farm kid, you know, you got to get trips through the barns over there and look at all the cattle and chuck wagon races.
Look at all these cows.
Top of the list for me.
How about you, John Kennedy? Anything you don't want to miss?
Well, I'm a volunteer on the Stampede Promotion Committee as well, so I was at a breakfast this morning. The Queen's alumni put a breakfast on for the special needs children in town called Giddy Up Grits. It's an event that I help to meet and greet every year. Tomorrow morning I'm cooking at a breakfast over in the Army base. The next morning I'm cooking at a breakfast at one of the communities. Going to the airport on Thursday, got another breakfast on Friday, so I'm busy.
Absolutely, no rest for the wicked. Yeah. Speaking of busy, Norm Braybrook over there. I'm going to ask Normie what he likes to go see at Stampede, but he's got some business to take care of first, and that's heat number three times. Norm.
Okay. Heat number three, Wrangler, long live the Calgary Stampede. Cody McCurl wins heat three with a 1:10.33. 1:10.33, Cody McCurl. Second place, Roger Moore, 1:11.20. 1:11.20, Roger Moore. Third place goes to Mitt Sutherland with 1:12.55. What?
Just to make her jealous. Wanted to drop the album in the summer, but the label didn't think that they could sell it. Recruit the first week, I think it ain't shit they can tell us. Do you agree? Been a long time coming, this thing between you and me. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. I think I need to let it go, let it go, let it go. They say I need to let it go. Cause nothing even matters. Hip-hop nation.
watch that that wrestling thing from Japan, the WWE thing. I think it was on over the weekend, or not sure exactly when it was on, but the show they did in Japan. It's always interesting to see like how a Japanese crowd would react to like very American wrestling. I can't remember the last time I sat down and watched like a full wrestling show. It was whatever pay-per-view was before E3. Like there was the one that happened during E3. But it was the one like a couple weeks before that. The one that was only online, right? What was that? Was that Money in the... No. I forget. Whatever it was the one that was a couple of weeks before E3. It's the one that Kevin Owens won. Which one was that? Rest of it is now a blur. I remember that match. I remember, oh yeah, Kevin Owens won. Cool. Oh, it was Elimination Chamber, right? Is that... Because they had the tag team Elimination Chamber. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Had to have been that.
My son, Jaime, he
he's acting like an animal. Hey, get down off there!
So, you listen to me. Listen to me! Television is not the truth! Don't you want the truth?
After September 11th, things really got weird because we did not have a fall. We had a spring. We did not have a fall. There wasn't a fall anywhere. And your quiet scares me a little. As if you fucking, you're like the rest of the country. Nobody noticed it. It was fucking warmer. It was the warmest fall ever. And that, there's no such thing as a warm fall. It's a spring. So that's bullshit. The leaves didn't even change color, they just got so hot and tired they fell off the trees. And I was the only one who cared, they didn't even write about it. I was going, this is fucked. 75 at the end of November, by the middle of December it's going to be 130. People coming home from work, the sun a foot from their goddamn heads. Sweating like pigs, going to the refrigerator to get something to drink, and the eggs are done. Nobody worried about the weather. People were worried because it was after September 11th. People were worried about anthrax. Four people died. Four! And the whole goddamn country was, son of a bitch! Everybody went nuts! I've never seen any. I was in Rolla, Missouri, because my life is a rich, full fucking waster. Because apparently if you just say, come perform, I'm like a dancing monkey. And, so I went to Rolla, and if you're thinking of killing yourself, that's the town. Don't kill yourself here. It's a nice place. There's a lot of distraction. You won't even get around to it. But if you're really contemplating it, there's the place. There'll be no distractions. You'll just get there and go, fuck. It'll be no problem for you. But the good people of Rolla, Missouri were worried about getting anthrax. And I said, what the fuck are you nuts? What are you going to get it in a Kmart catalog, asshole?
She's just a cornfed white bread chicken.
okay. It's plenty of that. I made it home. You guys have a good night. I'll see you later.